Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 7.5 minutes past the hour. You got the Rick and Bubba Show. America's favorite radio show. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, and Helmsy have already given you a kickoff hour on all the Rick and Bubba platforms. And now Bubba and I will join them going forward. I'll be Rick. How are you? Eddie Van Adler's coming in. He's got the YouTube experience. Big week for the Adlers. And he's got live and archive for you today on your YouTube experience. If you'll just subscribe there. You'll get alerts when the live show starts, when the Wednesday Bible study starts. Anytime something new has been added, you'll know. So it doesn't cost anything. Just go subscribe. All right, so we got everybody on the field except one, the silver-tongued one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and a master at a King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome in to the little party we call Rick and Bubba. It's just us, you, and a few friends sitting around on the back porch.
Yes.
What's on your mind today?
Let's go.
Money and fame. There ain't no doubt about it.
There ain't no doubt about it. Bubba, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Got good reports on your injury over the weekend.
Yeah, looks like, no breaks. Just a little soreness. Much better every day. We'll work that out. But, the bottom line, try to stay on your feet when you're in major box stores.
There you go.
You'll do better with that.
That's it.
Other little issues, we'll keep working through, and all good on this end. How about you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm being very careful out there not to run into glass. So it's I think you and I are making some adjustments. I think good stuff.
The way we're going, we could play quarterback for the 49ers.
Well, I thought we were going to.
Yeah.
I didn't see much of the championship games, and one of them I thought I had an opportunity to check on it. And as soon as I checked that Cinderella had become a pumpkin in this one too, I was like, okay, so the little heartwarming story guy, he can't throw, and then they've gone to some fourth or fifth string person now, and they're playing one of the best teams in the whole league. I thought, well, I'm not going to pay attention to this one. I don't know how it ended. It was like
31-7.
Yeah, it did.
The Eagles move on to the Super Bowl, and it's bad when your fourth string quarterback is in the game in the AFC or NFC championship, and he gets knocked out.
Yep.
I mean, you're really looking around, hey, anybody?
Anyone.
Yeah, they said Christian McCaffrey was the emergency quarterback in case something actually went down, and it did. But Purdy came back in, but he just couldn't throw.
And I think, was it Bebo? I think he can play quarterback, too. I think he played some in college. So if they had to have him, they could use him. But you really don't want your star wide receiver or your star running back to play quarterback.
No, probably not.
Not when you're in the NFC Championship game.
It's not
like a preseason game that we're trying to figure out what we're able to do.
I don't feel like they're going to throw the out pattern, especially 20 yards down the field to the wide side, because they just don't practice it that much.
No, and then, of course, and I got so much email and people, whatever it is, when somebody lets you know what they're saying on social media, it just Then I go to the AFC Championship late and only catch like the fourth quarter.
That was a good game.
And Romo, wow.
Yeah, I know it.
And so many people from everywhere were like, Rick, why have you done this to us? That's all we hear now.
He gets very excited.
I'm telling you, Jim.
He does go Scooby when he does.
I'm watching
Shaggy.
Jim.
That was really him.
Here he comes, Jim. They moved him, Jim.
Yeah. I feel so bad for Jim. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, the fact that he calls him by his name so much.
Right.
It's just poor Jim.
but Romo gets pretty good, viewer response. I mean, he's been.
You better believe it, Bubba. They love me out there just like Jim.
Well, good for him, man.
I laughed out loud one time because it sounded just like you, Rick. And I know we can sometimes over-exaggerate characters.
Right. That's the whole comedy thing.
Hey, yeah. But there was no over-exaggerating this. Hey, I'm like, that's it. I mean, there it is.
Come on, Jim, they're going to rush, Jim. Yeah. They're walking up, Jim.
it really is Romo's version of That's Right, Rick.
Right, you know? It is.
It's funny. It really is.
But
how about shoving the quarterback out of bounds? So
you can't do that, Jim.
Wouldn't have made the kick without that 15 yards.
Bad play. That's the only play I saw the whole game. I happened to turn it on. It was on that last drive.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, he was so far out of bounds.
What are you doing? I understand every yard counts, especially on that drive, and Mahomes was hobbled, but he didn't hobble on that particular run. He actually went wide open.
Can we talk about the trainer that got like nailed standing right in front of the bench? Watch his left leg here. Is anybody talking? I mean, I don't know if he's okay or not. Nobody, yeah. What, you see his left? Well, you can't see it in this angle here, but he gets knocked into.
Look how far out of bounds he is.
He's standing right in front of the bench, and he gets hit right there, that guy. And his left leg, his left knee goes the other way. I guess he's okay. I don't know, but that's the first thing I saw.
You see 58, the guy who actually pushed him, look at his right leg when he plants that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It did a little bow out.
Yeah, he probably wanted to be really hurt because he felt stupid.
Well, I watch this right here. Watch 21 trying to keep him from doing it. See the DB right there? Look, come on, man. See him trying to say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Well, it was. And you know,
15 yards.
But you have to give credit because what gave them that 15 yards the kicker needed was what you guys just said. Mahomes, a battler, even though he's struggling, he's like, look, if we're going to go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to have to make a play right here.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm just going to suck it up and dig. And the fact that he took off like that is why the linebacker hits him late. Because he's thinking, man, he's about to get a first down.
And Rick, he hadn't run like that the whole game. No. He's hobbled at best.
Yeah.
And he just dug it on that last one. Mm. But, you know, a good quarterback, a good running back can use that. And you've seen Mahomes, that you've seen others, they'll run right down the sidelines like they're about to step out. Mm-hmm. And they get somebody running full steam, they know they can't stop, and they'll step on the white and get hit. You know,
it's hard as a defensive player not to.
But I felt bad for 58.
That yeah, was, well, it's
hey, come he, on, he, he cost the team the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But again, like we say, you play four quarters. I'm sure you can find other plays. If they'd have been made, it would have been the difference in the game. That was a dumb play, don't get me wrong. And you did hurt the calls.
There was a lot of bizarre calls, and we had a third down replay. And
yeah, got to blow the whistle.
Yep, yep.
All right, we got four quarters to get it done.
We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Bubba mentioned going to the break just then. If you're listening to the live show, you know some of these conspiracy theorists maybe need a pet. Well, if you have a pet, and you just heard me talking about how important it is for us as human beings to be able to give our body the proper nutrition, well, it's also important for our pets. A lot of the foods, especially our dogs, that are given to our dogs, the nutrition has all but been burned out of it in the process. So it's important that your dog also get the nutrition that he or she needs, and that's the reason why you're going to love the folks at Paul Made. Paul Made products are based, and their whole message is for them to get the nutrition for our pets into the food they're eating, and their longevity formula is fantastic. It's an all-natural health supplement for dogs. It's got 23 dog-friendly superfoods to keep your dog healthy and strong, veterinarian-approved. You can even ask your veterinarian about it. Longevity formula from Palmade. He or she's going to love that. It boosts nutrient intake, protects against toxins, and guards against premature aging. So if you go to palmade.com right now, /Bubba, that's our URL. That's PAWMADE.com/Bubba. If you go there, you're going to also get a free bottle of Palmade's hip and joint formula. We're giving Bubba some of that. So just kidding. But it's great because, you know, a lot of breeds have a hard time with their hip and joint. And so longevity formula, free bottle of hip and joint formula too, by going to palmade.com/Bubba. Your dog's going to love you for this. Palmade.com/Bubba. As we work our way back, we mentioned we now know who will be in the Super Bowl. 49ers are out, and so are the Bengals. So it will be the Chiefs taking on the Eagles, and the Eagles look really, really good. They look healthy from what I could gather. Like I said, I haven't really followed it. This was I've seen one quarter of the NFL this year. But listening to everybody talk about it, it sounds like the Eagles go into the Super Bowl like a machine, and the Chiefs are limping in with a lot of injured players.
Well, I do think this. I think you got the best two teams. I mean, you had the number one seeded team on both sides, mm-hmm. and so, you know, from the whole season, it looks like you got the best two teams. And yeah, the Chiefs are a little beat up, but they'll get it together because it's 2 weeks, right, to the Super Bowl. Don't we have an off week?
Yeah, we got a flag football game we got to play.
Right. Well, with the Manning brothers.
I tell you what I did not know. I did not know that Cincinnati had beaten the Bengals the last three times in a row.
Yeah. By 3 points.
As a matter of fact, one of the players that I heard at the end of the game had made the comment that y'all need to stop calling our game with them a rivalry because they keep beating us until we beat them.
Right. Yeah. And I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
That was Chris Jones.
And some of the players were calling it Burrowhead Stadium instead of Arrowhead. Well, right. So after the game, they were talking that up.
Yeah. I think the mayor of Cincinnati did a proclamation.
Yeah.
And, of course, the mayor, trying to support his team, gave the Chiefs the ultimate bulletin board material, because as Greg said after the game, while Mahomes was being interviewed, Travis Kelce came up and explained to everyone that it was not Burrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, he did.
In very colorful terms on live TV.
Did he? Okay.
So, and Rick, we do have a couple of records here. I think Hurts now will he set a record for wins with the Eagles in a season, and I think he will be the youngest quarterback starting in the Super Bowl, right? At 24? Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or what was it? It was something to do with his age.
He was top three. I think there were two that were 22.
Mm-hmm. I may be
wrong.
It was something to do with his age. But another
Burrows was in it last year. How old was he?
Because
he was in the Super Bowl last year. He can't be
there. Was something to do with his age. But also, you have the Kelce brothers are going to be facing each other. Yeah. I think it's the first time we've had brothers playing each other in the Super Bowl. So,
All right, so Adam's,
that'll be pretty cool.
Adam has this the Kelce video coming up.
Can you have you got this bleep that?
This is clean. I actually didn't hear the other thing that maybe Bubba was talking about, but this is clean, and this is in relation to the mayor that Kelce was and Bubba was talking about.
Wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
He didn't rhyme it, Greg.
He didn't say it right.
Fight for your right to party.
Okay.
Oh, so now he's quoting the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. By the way, Greg, he messed up the note. Your role.
Shut your mouth.
That's not the rhyme.
Who is that, Biff?
That's not the rhyme. Oh. It's know your role and shut your role.
So, hey, after the NFL championship game, Terry Bradshaw's down there with Jalen and everything and starts singing and gets Jalen to singing. And he's on mic singing a cappella to everybody. It was a little bit of a secondhand embarrassment moment, but he did the best I think he could do spur of the moment kind of thing. But I always turn it, and it's part of my secondhand, and I'm not proud of it. Yeah. I always turn the post game.
That's bad. And watch those eagles fly, fly, eagles fly.
That's Kelce.
52.
Wow. pretty bad. Good. That's pretty rough.
That's pretty rough. But you know,
he'll sing all the way to the Super Bowl.
He'll sing right on to the Super Bowl.
Did you know, too?
He's really become a great pro quarterback.
Yeah. This is the first time since high school he's had the same offensive scheme and coach 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's had to deal with changes when he was at Alabama and then going to Oklahoma and changes with the Eagles. So, yeah, he's really done a good job.
Yeah, so that's that will be the matchup, and hopefully the Chiefs can kind of get a little healed over time so they don't limp into that one because they look pretty banged up. But I'll tell you one thing you got to say. Is his last name Burrow singular or Burrows?
Burrow. Singular.
It's singular. Mm-hmm. So Burrow he has gone to the Super Bowl. He's only been in the league 3 years, and he's carried not a team that normally goes. He's carried the Bengals to the Super Bowl and then to the AFC Championship again, and only his third year. I mean, he has
in his first year he was out with a knee injury.
And I watched him in that game, and the Chiefs are fortunate to win because he's shown that in the three other times he beat him. He is a really good professional quarterback. He really is.
He can do it all. He can run. He can throw.
Yeah, much better runner than I thought he was.
How about when
he needs to run?
He's a good runner, and his passing has really improved. Yeah.
Rick, you being a former defensive lineman, you've got to – when Chris Jones says, I'm coming to get you, and he doesn't really try to go around anybody either. Mm-hmm. He's just going to power push you back into everybody.
Well, everybody talks about the push out of bounds, which that is bad, but you got to go back to Jones, that sack. Also won the AFC Championship game for you.
That's right.
Yeah, how about when they put him – he's internal lineman most of the time inside, and then they stick him on the outside.
Move him outside, Jim!
he was just too much. was too much.
Well, he had two sacks in that game, so when he decided to be an impact player, it sure was a good time.
Yeah.
You know
Pick your moments. He picked his moments wisely.
They're moving Jones outside, Jim!
And I'm coming to get you.
Right.
Nothing you can do.
Well, look, there's some of those guys. You know, we talked to Chad Slade about that in the podcast this past weekend, who was an offensive lineman in the NFL. And there's just some really difficult individuals that you have to try to block.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're difficult.
And
they're really, really strong, really large, can really move.
And, you know, Chad was talking about they were built more for speed than, you know, the big guys that push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's a very big guy.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're talking about bulldozers in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's there's a lot going on down in there every play. We let our eyes drift to the skill guys, but down in there, there is no every single play is an ugly war down in there.
It is.
And it goes on and on and on for a long time.
Yeah.
Could break it down.
Have things happen in the aftermath of their celebration. Now Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett has been arrested on public intoxication. This was early Sunday morning, or as we call it, middle of the night, in Dallas, Texas. He has been arrested, or was arrested, on a misdemeanor public intoxication charge. He has, the preliminary investigation found when officers arrived, they located Stetson Bennett, 25, and determined he was publicly intoxicated. He was taken into custody, transported to the city detention center to dry out and sober up, and was charged with public intoxication. Bennett has since been allowed to leave the detention center, but was not available for any comments on this. So the celebration, I guess, with the Bulldogs continues. Unfortunately, we've got some people that are no longer with us, and now we've got the quarterback publicly intoxicated in Dallas.
You know, great couple of seasons, amazing story from walk-on to Heisman finalist to winning two national championships. But you would think with the events of his teammates, a week or two ago, that you'd kind of tone down some of this a little bit, wouldn't you think? That would hit home with you a little bit? I don't need to be out doing this?
Well, you're right. I'm not saying this using as a pun, even though it – so I guess it is intended. But you would think that the party atmosphere leading to the death of my teammates would be a sobering moment.
Yes, yes, I agree.
It would be a sobering moment. But, you know.
And if you're going to tie one on, do it at the house or do it somewhere you ain't out driving around three states away.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, he was banging on doors trying to get in, I guess, wherever he was going to finally get to bed. And
Famous I'm looking for my bed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so not only can that be dangerous in the way that he got picked up, but you go banging on the wrong door in the middle of the night, you're liable to get shot.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt about that. So there's that update. Then Damar Hamlin finally puts out a statement and does a video trying to put to rest some of these bizarre conspiracy theories that people get started now, that somehow Damar Hamlin has really died and he has a body double and
all that good stuff.
All this bizarre stuff. But anyway,
that would have been tough to maintain for the years to come.
I think it would have been
easier just to fake cause of death.
Yeah, there you go. So Damar Hamlin finally put out a video, and we have that video, and that's 5 minutes long.
Yeah, come out of the. He thanks a lot of folks, but at first, he just.
All right, go ahead.
Now that my brothers have closed out a strong winning season, as I continue to make so much progress recovering, I think it's finally a good time to share a few things. I think it was important for me to wait and speak publicly at the right time, as it was just a lot to process within my own self, mentally, physically, even spiritually. It's just been a lot to process, but I can't tell you how appreciative I am of all the love, all the support, and everything that's just been coming in my way. What happened to me on Monday Night Football, I feel is a direct example of God using me as a vessel to share my passion and my love directly from my heart with the entire world. And now I'm able to give it back to kids and communities all across the world who need it the most. And that's always been my dream. That's always been what I stood for and what I'll continue to stand for. And with that being said, I want to thank a few people who helped me most directly to get back to this moment to where I'm able to speak to you. The Bills training, athletic, and medical staff, notably Nate, Denny, Joe Mika.
So then he goes and does all the list of everybody wants to thank.
Of course,
so
it could be deepfake.
I know, Greg.
He never said I didn't have a body double.
There we go. There we go.
Why didn't he just say that? I did notice
he didn't say that.
He didn't speak directly.
Right. I know. But the
I wish he'd had his sunglasses and his hoodie on and just took it all off, yeah. You know, so we could have seen, oh, it was him.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Yeah. Here's what's going to happen, because I don't know how many of y'all have been around or got caught in watching the comments from the conspiracy theorist.
Hmm.
This won't do anything.
They're unfazed by evidence. Direct evidence.
Like an episode. Yep.
Now there'll be the breakdown of how this is fake, and because it obviously is edited, but it's edited so when he says something, they're like, all right, let's try that again.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll say that it's the thing where they change people's face, you know, which
deep
can
fake.
Be done.
The deep yeah. fake video. Yeah.
It'll be the deep fake.
I don't know. His eyes look kind of weird.
Again, though, you have to, like Greg said it, and I know a lot of you didn't hear it out there in the conspiracy world, is, you know, sometimes things are conspiracies because, you know, no one has been able to refute them. But once one's been refuted, listen, if your whole narrative was NFL don't want us to know, Greg just said something that you needed to hear. All they had to do was pretend he had a different cause of death or not.
If they were truly covered.
Yeah, if they were going to truly cover it up, they just wouldn't tie it to football, okay? They wouldn't have to get a body double and pretend that there's a fake Damar Hamlin walking around.
It's going to be a long time to fake it.
And put together videos that are not really him.
For the rest of his life.
Deepfake and all that. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell all of you that Damar Hamlin has been through a traumatic experience, and you can tell that, you know, socially he probably at times can be a little shy and awkward, and this has been a lot for him to handle, and he's walking it out in a way that he's comfortable with. It probably really is that, as opposed to some giant dark conspiracy. Now, if you want to get into why he went into cardiac arrest, and some of the ongoing discussions about COVID and some of our treatments and things like that, you know, that's a conversation we're all still having, perfectly okay. But him pretending to be alive but is really dead, I think we can put that to rest.
Well, yeah, I agree, but it was weird the way they were doing it.
It was real weird.
It was weird. But Greg, I'm telling you,
I think there's a logical reason that we've explained why some of that was going on. It may not be the norm. It may not be what you would do or your family. But given him and his situation, he may have done it that way. But, Rick, if you have conspiracy blood and you have conspiracy energy that you need to burn off, there's a lot of things still out there. We've got this UFO, UAP thing ongoing.
Right.
We've got, like I say, the COVID thing you can just have a field day on.
Sure.
You know, Bigfoot still out there, Loch Ness. I mean, we still got a lot of things.
We do.
I mean, but it can't be everything all the time. What was that old guy, Alex Jones? You know, every night can't be a new, the whole world's being faked off in something. I mean, because the world has got other things going on. They're busy. You know, they're out there trying to make a dollar. So it's just, everything can't be a conspiracy. And I really thought we had this flat earth thing put to bed. I don't know why people are revisiting that again.
Well, it goes back to what I said about
it. Yeah, but.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but. You know. Oh, let me tell you, now the weather modification people, they're out there on us, you know, after that lady called the other day.
Oh, yeah. Of course, there was
Did some of y'all go to work ever?
Some of y'all got to get a hobby or something.
Yeah.
A pet. Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
As you are dialing up and as you are grabbing a line, and if you dial it right now, you will, 866 We Be Big. So the range of emotions of taking your camo and your gear into a camp house and then you're walking it back out to your truck only a few minutes later to drive home. And then as I was trying to come home, remember my wife thinks I'm not going to be home till Saturday night. So now she's gone to bed because I'm not headed back home till 9 p.m. And under our new schedule, Sherry does not stay up past 8:30. So she's in bed and I've got to come into my house without her thinking now someone's breaking in on her.
Right.
And I can't get her to answer the phone. She must not have it where she can hear it or the vibration or whatever. And I can't get her to answer and I can't get her to reply to a text, which means she's asleep. And now I've got to come up in the house, you know, and I scare her now just being in the house on a normal day.
Right.
You know, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I don't want her to, you know, shoot me.
Right.
And I'm thinking so much. She's so unexpected. And honestly, and she did the right thing. We have a keypad entry. Well, she did the right thing, but there's a door that goes into the house that you can actually barricade.
Okay.
So she did that, as she should, so I couldn't get in there. Ooh. So I'm trying to keep from having to get keys out and rattle the door and all this, and then I had to go down and come in the bottom of the house with my key.
No, not the bottom.
And now I'm a person she's not expecting coming up steps.
I'm hearing something.
And you couldn't get her on the, get her on the phone?
I couldn't get her on the phone, and so she was just completely asleep. And
so I want to be sure.
Didn't have the ringer on or anything like that. And so, I got in, because again, 35% Indian. I got in with no one knowing. And then I thought, well, I'm in the bed now. If she throws her leg over here and feels somebody in the bed with, she, you know, and I'm like, how do I do this? And so eventually, middle of the night, I had to get up, as older men do, and go to the restroom. So as I got up, I heard from the darkness, Rick. And I said, it's just me, baby, it's just me. What are you doing? What are you doing home? And I was like, it's a long story. Just go back to sleep, baby. Everything's good. Oh. And so thankfully, I
thought you were going to spin it. I just been thinking. I wanted to come on back.
Well, I just miss you so dang much.
And, you know, there's just a hole in my heart that only you can feel. And and so I had to come back. I couldn't stand it. And I told my friend who begged me to stay, I'm going back to my wife because I don't need to be down here.
And I miss you so dang much.
I thought she was coming, but she didn't come and ruin it. Melissa in Alabama. 30 seconds. Lines are available for you at 866 We Be Big as well. All right, Melissa, go ahead.
Long time listener, first caller,
I can you speak?
We got part of that.
Can you speak a little clearer? I don't know if you have us on a speakerphone or what.
Yes, can you hear me better now?
Yes, we can hear better. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling in regards to the grocery thing. So yesterday I heard him talking about how he got one handheld cart for $9. my family doesn't go in the grocery store anymore. We plan a menu, and then we act like we're shopping for our online groceries at three different stores to find the lowest price, and that's how we have to do now to be able to buy groceries.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean...
So, listen, what is up with eggs? Why are they so high? Because I know the chickens are not charging more.
Well, somebody said that the eggs are not producing... I mean, chickens aren't producing eggs, and it's been traced back to the vaccine. No, I'm just kidding.
Send it to Rick.
Wasn't there like an avian flu going around?
Yeah, there was a flu.
Yeah. And then there was a huge fire at another... Yeah. Chicken factory or whatever.
It burned down like this weekend, though. But it wasn't the reason they were high, but it's going to be the reason they're going to go higher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I heard like 100,000 chickens died.
Oh, mysterious. Another mysterious fire?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
DeMar Hamlin was there.
Okay.
All right.
Adler.
What are y'all doing?
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Now, I wouldn't put it by some of these crazy vegans to burn down some processing plants or something. No, they are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They can't be happy just being a vegan on their own. No. They got to try to take everybody else's meat away.
To the phones we go. Davion,
you mess with me, I'm going to bush hog your cabbage. You know?
Davion, go ahead. 30 seconds.
Hey. Yeah, I just want to talk about your bathroom situation. Y'all were talking about last week about not having a private bathroom. Well, I was in the Army, and first time I ever had like 15 toilets lined up. Almost knee to knee, and you have to go to the bathroom.
There's no walls in between.
Oh,
right?
No.
There's nothing. Yeah. I mean, they're so close, your knees are almost touching.
That's like that second stall where we are. Yeah. But again, the key to what you just said is we're at work. You were in the military.
Yeah.
We're not in the military here.
Right.
I'll say this. We're not perfect, and we... Right. Miss on things and don't fully grasp it. But I will say the bathroom situation here was probably the biggest. I really didn't see it being a problem.
I didn't either.
Underestimated the issue, I guess, would be a good way
to put it. Let me ask you this. Is it the biggest contract miss in any contract you've had?
Yeah.
Is that a big step out?
I would think, of course, there's some comedy in that I could add on to, but I would say
top five
things that became a handle that I didn't expect. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Randy in Huntsville, 100.3 The River. Randy, go ahead. Well, we lost Randy.
Randy.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa in Birmingham, 104.7 WZZK. Lisa, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I heard on TikTok. Not on TikTok, but they said that there's something wrong with the chicken feed from the Tractor Supply store, and that once they switched to some kind of goat feed or letting them free-range, that the hens started laying again. And a bunch of people are saying that.
Yeah, I'm out of the loop on chicken and eggs, but you know which one came first, though, of course, the chicken.
it did. It really did.
Yeah, it really did. I have not heard that. I did hear it had something to do with the chickens went through a period of time where they were not laying eggs at the numbers they once did, and you get back to supply and demand there, and that's where inflation comes from. Bubba's taught us that.
And the bird flu thing, it looks like 2022 had the deadliest outbreak of avian flu in U.S. history, so that would probably do it, too.
I thought that was I didn't think that was actually a flu the chickens caught, though, is it?
I know it affects ducks and geese.
It might be.
I don't know
chickens either.
The chickens raised for meat consumption aren't as affected as much by this flu, so that's why the chicken meat prices have kind of
stayed
the
chicken
same.
Houses are good. The laying houses are the problem, right?
I guess
there
so.
There you go. Cooper, 30 seconds, go. Coop. Cooper, Trooper.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was wondering what your Super Bowl predictions are.
Oh, wow.
I think that the Eagles will win big.
Really?
That was quick.
All right, go Eagles.
Birds had it quick.
You know, I don't know. I kind of feel like Kansas City will be up to the challenge.
They look banged up.
Mm. That's right. They got 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's a lot of healing in NFL time.
It's one of those things where they've been the best team all year, it seems like. From top to bottom, I don't follow it. I'm just saying this is what people have said, and it feels like they don't seem to be like all the other vehicles. If it was a race, look like they've got fenders hanging off, sputtering around in areas, and the Eagles just look like they're every piston's hitting.
Here's the thing about the Chiefs, and we'll have to ask this. They have been in the AFC Championship game 5 years in a row, wasn't that right? Mm-hmm. They've been to the Super Bowl. This will be 3 out of 4 years. I'm saying that question mark. Is that right? I'm trying to think.
I have no idea.
They only have one win in the Super Bowl. Right. So if they don't win this year, they're going to kind of fall into that underachiever category of you've wasted a lot of good teams.
Well, just watching the fourth quarter, that's all I saw all season, is fourth quarter last night. You know, they're down. They don't have the receivers, Jim. Oh, and Romo and all of them were saying it sounds like that all their receivers are hurt too.
Yeah, well, they had they got 17 back, and then he got hurt again. He just
doesn't have the people to go to the normal gym. Mahomes got to step up.
Mahomes' ankle looked like, no offense, Rick's ankle. I mean, his ankle looked rough.
Except on that last run of the game, which he dug on it. He wasn't limping at all.
That's for the whole thing. It just feels like, you know what I've told you, like when I warned you about TCU, when a team limps into the game and it's a bit of a Cinderella story and they've overcome a lot of stuff, that stuff runs out at some point, especially if you face a team that's hitting on all cylinders. And I could be totally wrong because I certainly don't know what I'm talking about. But based on if you gave me the information that was – and it's just information. I hadn't seen any in play. The information that I've gathered in the last 24 hours, I think that Philadelphia beats them. Yeah. So
the Eagles definitely have an awesome defensive line. Mm. They really set the stage for
If you want a limping quarterback to have trouble, let him have pressure.
You were talking about the magic running out for Purdy and the 49ers, and that
– And it did.
It
wasn't very Purdy.
No.
All right. I see what you did there.
Brad in Georgia. Brad, go ahead. 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on everybody's chicken and egg problem.
Yeah.
There's a shortage on eggs right now because all the – roosters are all the chickens are identifying as roosters today.
That's funny. I actually did have a chicken guy tell me that they were having issue, seriously, straight up, with the roosters that were not getting the job done. And he said something.
Well, I think the feed was a big issue nationally, but I think they've got that worked out.
Is that how he told you, Rick?
Well, he said it much clearer, but I don't want to do that here.
Right. Well, you know, we're having that problem with humans, too. You know, we've had that story the last few weeks. Wow.
But, Bubba, what's the latest?
Well, Rick, you know, the continuing search for anything that could be adding to global warming is amazing to me. The headline today says, would you accept less anesthesia during surgery to save the planet?
Save the planet.
Doctors say it could reduce the world's carbon footprint by, get this, up to 0.1%.
Well.
All of that.
Well, then cut me open and give me something to bite on.
Doctors at the Henry Ford Health at Henry Ford Health in Detroit, Michigan, said they could significantly reduce the carbon footprint of hospitals in the U.S. if they would cut back on the anesthesia used during surgery. The senior doctor in this study said global warming is affecting our daily lives more and more, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions has become crucial. No matter how small each effect is, it will add up in the long run. As anesthesiologists, we can contribute significantly to the cause by making little changes in our daily practice, such as lowering the flow of anesthesia gas without affecting patient care. Mm. Well, here's my question. If you can do it with less gas, why haven't you been doing that all along?
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't there a reason?
Yeah, I'm going to say on my surgery, give me what you've been giving me. You know what I mean? I don't want to cut back. I don't think that's really going to make a big difference in the footprint. Maybe if you could get John Kerry to take one less plane ride, that would cover all of my surgeries.
Yeah,
by
far.
And my minivan and my tractor and everything else.
Like you said, it's going to be like the old West, give you a stick and a bottle of whiskey.
Yes.
Get your knockoff out.
A bullet to chew on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just, like you said, tough sale. When you're hitting me with 0.1%, that's a tough sale. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to come in and ask me to bite down on a bullet or an old rag, and y'all give me a whiskey in one hand and let me bite down on a rolled up rag in the other, or a piece of rope or a bullet, If I want to do that, I got to hear a bit more than 0.1%.
Yeah, it's got to be like, hey, next day, I mean, the degree are going to drop by 10.
You know, it's a Daily Mail story today, but I really feel like that this was not really a story worth printing. You know,
it's just nobody's going to go for this.
It's just a non-issue.
No, what I would love though. What I would love is
they concentrate on cow farts.
I would love, I would love for Al Gore to need surgery, and something that where they need to really knock you out. Something that would be awful and excruciating to have to go through. And I want to walk in and say, Al, this is your time to show us
what you got.
Let's dial it back.
Show us your commitment to save the planet. Mankind.
Rick, they want us to do that. They ain't gonna.
We're about
elite group that got to meet.
Greg, yeah. We're going to do knee surgery on you, and we just want you to bite down on this piece of rope.
Get you a knockoff his Jim Beam.
That's right. And we're going to watch you save it. Because when you do this, I'm going to tell you something now. From this day forward, never again will I say on the air that you don't practice what you preach. I want to see you try to see if you can contribute to the 0.1%, which who knows where that number even came from. Okay.
And, yeah, really.
And let's see.
I mean, show me the research that came up with that.
Well, if dialing it back to 0.1, hey, Al, not having it at all probably makes a bigger impact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really, yeah, let's just mankind. Cut it out totally.
So
that, no cows, breaking wind, you know, that's still probably my favorite as far as ridiculous.
But why are they singling just certain animals out and people? I mean, the whole world breaks wind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do about
natural.
That?
All the other animals.
Yeah.
What about wolves and coyotes?
They're all breaking wind.
Yeah. Dogs, cats, everything.
I know my dog does.
Oh, I know. I got
that's one. That's what I'm saying. I mean, why are we picking on cows?
He'll clear a couch in a minute.
Because they got a bunch of stomachs.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Just to clarify, when Rick says, I hope Al Gore has surgery, that's just for like an example. Like a hypothetical.
Right,
just don't, please don't, nobody clip that one sentence out. That sounded
no,
weird.
Well, how about this? If he needs surgery, I hope he can get it.
You're right.
I'm not saying that he should just announce, give me surgery.
Right.
I'm just saying if he has
needs
a problem.
Surgery, that's when you would tell him, hey, now's your time to step up, bite the rope.
If he has a problem that surgery would repair,
yes.
I hope that he will have the surgery, and I hope he does it with no anesthesia. So he can be an example to all
help
of us.
Mankind.
Save the planet.
Speaking of biting down on something, has that ever really helped y'all?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, I don't remember if I've been in enough pain that I had to, but
right.
I guess it would.
I've been in some pain before. I didn't really want
it
to bite down.
I've seen a lot of movies that used it. Back in the
old days. Keeps you from cussing, too.
It does. Mm. Taking a knock will help, too.
Why does anesthesia...
you're doing really well with that word, by the way.
Yeah.
Why?
That's why he keeps saying it.
Does that add to the carbon footprint?
I have no idea.
You're not burning anything.
I'm like you. What?
I mean, what's the deal with
how
that?
How much actually gets out into the air?
Yeah. Bubba Dudney just texted me and said they're going to stop laughing gas.
Well, they better not stop
laughing gas.
That.
Out. Uh-huh.
Well, it's
I'll
a gas.
I'll have
that would help.
Teeth.
That will help, too.
Rotten teeth.
Is it that that gets you so bloated where you have that after your surgery?
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you know how sometimes
that
you
get some
Are they saying that that's causing people to do
well,
that?
Well, I mean, that's an inert.
Oh, they do that so they can get to it.
Right, yeah, they got to blow you up.
Yeah, I don't see how that is – I mean, I don't even see how that's tied to, you know, the exhaust out of something. To me, it wouldn't even be in the same category, would it?
Come on.
I just don't see it.
That's our answer. That's where we're going.
Well, that's where we're at. That's all we can find to talk about.
I don't know it word for word, and there's a few – choice words in it, but when Bruce Willis gives his speech on Armageddon, is this is all y'all got?
Yeah,
this
right.
is what the government can come up with.
Right. Yeah.
And he tells them how ridiculous it is. That's what I want to say.
If I could take if my PR firm, you know, the same one that came up with Straight Up Airlines, if my PR firm could take over the Save the Planet movement, y'all need some help with your marketing. I would say let's drop all they have surgery without anesthesia.
Yeah, stuff that people are not.
Hey, let's drop people can't drive or fly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's drop that. Let's stop talking about livestock farting.
Yeah.
I think we need to drop. We look like a bunch of buffoons. Okay, nobody takes us serious because we sound like a bunch of raving lunatics. So let's get a better message, and I would then start working on their
well,
message.
Well, see, they would be offended by that, Rick, because they don't think they sound like a bunch of raving lunatics.
Well,
lunatic.
That's what recordings are
Rick,
for.
They want a fart-free society, and that's not possible.
Nope,
no, it's you not. Can't have a fart-free society.
You just can't.
How about this? You can't grow vegetables without running tractors.
That's
either.
Right. You can get rid of all the cows you want.
But we're 18-wheelers are going to got to bring it to you know, to market, too. So
They're the most short-sighted, childlike view of the world people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know?
Anesthesia.
Would y'all rather
anesthesia? Is that a Disney character?
Would y'all rather pee the rest of your life and that take care of everything and not have to do the other, or you could eat whatever you want and never gain weight?
Pee.
Eat whatever you want,
not gain weight. No question.
But I mean, but the other
everybody likes good sit down. Everybody likes good sit down every now and then.
However, would we read a magazine?
What are we talking about?
Come up with that scenario?
I was just thinking about.
I've never read a book.
One is good. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it, though.
When all my kids, if I don't have to walk a half a mile to it, I don't mind.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
When all my kids. Whatever we want.
Yeah. When all my kids were home, that was the only place Daddy had any privacy. Don't take that from me.
What are you doing? Yeah,
for the longest time, I didn't think girls did that.
That's great, buddy.
Yep. Speedy, I need to talk to you in the break. I got an update for you.
You're kind of sheltered.
Yeah, no, I was a little younger. But think about it. You just stand the rest of your life.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The Rick and Bubba Show. Woo-hoo. 866-WE-BE-BIG is the number. More stories from the weekend to come and breaking down now headlines. Today, obviously, the Tyre Nichols story is being talked about everywhere. It is another horrible situation and where Tyre Nichols was beaten by five Memphis police officers and to the point that he did not survive. And now that has led to all kinds of discussions everywhere, and the footage is very difficult to look at. And there's been, different versions of it out there with their body cams and things like that. Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, National Police Association, this is her quote, nobody teaches baton strikes above the shoulders. Nobody teaches kicks to the head. Nobody teaches the denial of medical aid. These men were street fighting. They were not acting like police officers. So that's from the National Police Association.
It's troubling video. It's crazy as it sounds. There's some people trying to put a racial component into this, which I for the life of me can't figure out. As you said earlier, Rick, we were talking about it. This is an abuse of power situation.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody thinks this is how policing ought to be done. Nobody is defending these people. It's indefensible. I mean, we've got the video. We saw what happened. I don't know the history with this. There's several questions that are still unanswered about it. We don't even know why they initially made the stop that I've seen.
It was reckless driving, I believe.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Well, still, some of this is just incredible and very difficult to watch. But I will say this, while some people will also try to make this an indictment against policing, in the last 24 hours, there's probably been thousands of interactions between citizens and police officers, and this is the one, that was a tragedy. And I hate to play the bad apples card again, but it really is a case of people who were breaking the law and out of control, as you said, Rick, an abuse of power. That it should not be an indictment on policing as a whole because the numbers just don't show that.
I know some of you are obsessed with ethnicity, but Bubba just said it. It doesn't matter what color everybody was. In this case, they were all black men. I don't know why we have to make that point, but we're in a society you have to. It's an abuse of power, and it doesn't matter what color the person is abusing their power. It cannot be tolerated, whether that be white, black, Latino, whatever it may be, Asian, whatever. So that's not the point. People can't seem to let that go. But one of the points that I did hear made that was interesting to me is that we have allowed law enforcement to be demonized in our society over a few bad apples, which, by the way, the thing I don't get is when the bad apples are actually being prosecuted, punished, and held accountable, we still get mad saying there's no accountability.
Right.
But
that is accountability, and that is part of the process of the system fixing itself.
But in our mob mentality, throw the baby out with the bathwater mentality, we're starting to see some of the bad results because who do you think really wants to be a policeman these days? People threaten to kill them all the time. They don't make money.
They're ambushed all the time.
They don't make money. Yeah. They get ambushed. They're treated as evil and wicked. So you know what happens? The standard for people who are approved to be police officers is dropping because you got to have them, And now you see people probably that are getting passed through that when the standards were higher probably would not have been.
Yeah.
And so that's also a problem. But the bottom line is what happened to Tyree Nichols is an overstep of authority. Now, for some reason, I don't know why, we can't let it go that somehow white people are still to blame.
That's a stretch on this one.
Guys, look, if we want to deal with the bigots and the racists that are still in our society, and they are still there, this kind of stuff is not – it's going to make people not take us serious when we're pointing to someone who truly has some sort of wicked view of themselves because they think their ethnicity is superior to someone else. This is not it, but here comes a white woman always willing to speak on behalf of black people says that this still is white supremacy. Mm-hmm. So watch this attempt at this narrative. Here we go.
I got a message today for some white people. If we have white people listening, paying attention, I wouldn't mind if you would do this with me. We rub our chests, we find our heartbeat, and we say, we did this. We did this.
Really?
White supremacy did this. Oh, wow. I'm talking about Tyree Nichols. The police didn't do this.
Oh, my. She must not have seen the footage.
The Memphis Police Department didn't do this.
She was getting a haircut.
White supremacy did this.
You need to back that up somehow, right?
Well, Bubba, not today, Greg. We don't have to walk our narrative out.
Well, I think Van Jones said something to the same
effect.
He did. That racism and...
Even white people can influence black people to be
right,
racist.
They have influenced black people to be racist against other black people. That's basically what he was
saying. I guess.
I was like...
CNN's Van Jones claims, to Bubba's point and what Greg was saying, black cops who killed Tyree Nichols may be driven by racism because black people aren't immune to anti-black messages that have been taught them by white people.
In the world.
Wow.
You know, you're never really going to solve the problem if you keep chasing ridiculous causes.
I mean, there's a lot of things you can say, but I ain't seen a white person within 20 miles of this situation.
I don't.
And I also saw an article saying this isn't representation of black officers as a whole. No, it's not. In any of these cases, it's not. Just like when it's white officers that do wrong, Derek Chauvin did not represent all white police officers either.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Right. Right. No, how about all officers are not represented by those that are bad apples.
Correct. No matter what it is, it is simply
an abuse of authority that cannot be tolerated by a free society.
Right. And we've talked about this. We don't tolerate
tyrants no matter what uniform they have on.
Yeah, right. And we've talked about this before. To have law and order, the government has to do that. That's even outlined in the Bible.
Romans 13.
And the police department is the first layer where civilians – regular citizens meet a government entity with deadly force. That's right. The first line where they – so it's very important that the police department have the right people and the right training, and even so, you're still going to have issues come up. But, again, the numbers of encounters with criminals, innocent people, people are being questioned over a 24-hour period is in the thousands, and you have something like this. But this, you know, statistically, it's not the norm, but it did happen. We all saw it, and it was terrible. It shouldn't have happened, and they're going to be prosecuted. They're criminals, and
they've been relieved of their duties.
But because we live in a fallen world and humans are involved, you're always going to have issues like this. You just try to minimize it.
Right, and you also, even though this was not warranted, this type of force, you also probably want to try to make decisions in your life that would minimize the odds of you interacting with people who represent the government with deadly force.
Yes. True.
You know, sometimes it can't be helped because they'll go rogue. But
even if you're wronged by them, you'll have your day in court. You don't have to challenge them and their authority on the street.
No.
Not that he did that. But we've all taught our kids that. You say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, do what they ask. And even if you're wrong, you'll have your day in court to prove it. Yeah.
Bottom of the hour, we'll come back. More of the Rick and Bubba Show coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It got you in a little bit of a bind.
Well, Rick, you do have to watch.
Of course
that.
You do.
And identity theft is big. I've had to deal with that on a couple of occasions, and you know, so you try to monitor what's going on. We live in a digital money world now, mm-hmm. you know, so you got to keep up with that.
Yeah.
I was reviewing my credit card, and I saw a charge for $175,
oh, wow.
which is not a big charge.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing, but they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4
million. I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flair over it that I wouldn't be seated. So I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV.
And
you're talking about $1.75?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and it was listed to some USA Technologies or something, you know,
yeah,
some kind of vague name.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's odd. And I really didn't pay any attention to it. And then the next week I was looking and it was there again.
Recurring revenue.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, because a lot of times when they're fishing with credit card numbers, they'll try a few, yeah. you know, low dollar things and realize they got you. Then they hit you with something big.
There you go.
So I thought, well, that is really odd. I can't imagine. And you know what I thought for a minute? That it may be the snack machine upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I go up there every now and
then. That's the one that got me, you know.
Yeah. But I go, I've never come out of there with $1.75.
No.
You know, I would love to get out of there at $1.75.
No. Yeah.
It's usually $4 or $5 coming out of there with a handful of
stuff.
Yes. I mean, if I'm going to go up there and risk running into the door, I'm going to make it count.
Who knows? Yeah.
So I called, and I got to looking back at my credit card list, and it's there, and it's just happening. It looks like every week.
Yeah.
What? And I'm like, man, these guys are—they're working me over for $1.75.
Right.
Wow.
They're getting a lot of money, $1.75 at a time.
You know, I talked to Betty about it, and she couldn't figure out what it was. And I said, "Well, I know it's not that snack machine." So I called the company and I said, "Hey, I need you to block this out." And
you called the company that was charging you, or just the bank?
Well, I couldn't get anybody at the so-called company. You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I just called the card. I said, "I want to block all charges from this vendor." And I want to file a dispute because I don't know what these are. And I felt pretty good about that. I thought, well, you know, I'm watching.
Look at me being a man of action.
I'm watching, you know, I'm watching my business.
Look at me being proactive.
My money on my
mind. Look at me being proactive.
Fell in the store, but getting it done.
Yeah. I thought, you know, I need to call the kids and tell them what a great job I've done.
That's right.
Keep on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Sunday morning, as we're walking into Sunday school, and I'm doing my usual routine where I go back to get a soft drink, and I walk back there and I look at the machine, and my drink is $1.75. And I thought,
oh boy! And all of a sudden, that little light bulb came on.
Oh, Greg, no! It was more like a spotlight on stage. Boom!
Got it, honey.
And I go, you know what? Now I know where that $1.75 was, and it is kind of regular. Maybe that's good. I'm hitting Sunday school a little better. I had to get online and tell my credit card company that I'd like to cancel that dispute, and I would like to unblock that particular client from charges.
And I will continue to have $1.75 on
that. Luckily, I went up there and hit it again, and it went through, so everything was good.
Everybody's been paid. Tell you one thing, you did. Daddy doing his part on the budget. I'm going to stop that soft drink.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I've done that. See a charge and throw a fit about it and then realize, oh, yeah, I remember I did
it. Yeah, I did it. And most of the time, it is something I've done.
I know it.
That's, I try to give it a little time to figure it out. And then when I go, well, I'm going to stop it. And then there I am with egg on my face. But
sure.
You know, it's this is something that would
going to stop this charge from coming.
Tired of it?
Got a little bit of a lip?
The way they list charges on your credit card sometimes makes no sense.
It's crazy.
I mean, if you go to a box store or a convenience store, you know, it's usually crazy. The names that you know. Yeah, I stopped at, you know,
Ed's, digital.
Yeah. You know, Ed's Gas and Go. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
But some of them list these names that you
it's
go,
like digital, crazy.
Like USA Technology has nothing to do with vending machine. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why don't you put vending machine at your church? You know what I mean?
That would work.
A location would help.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daddy wanted a drink. Yeah. 175.
I'm telling you, we got a good vending setup too. It is right next to our Sunday school.
You love a vending machine, don't you?
Well, in this case, I do.
Eating snacks and drinking during class.
We have the snack ministry, but it ain't every Sunday.
Right. You know? I got you. Yeah,
so
that's well, good.
I actually brought that to the class. I know you're shocked.
Thank you. Yeah,
I know you.
Thank
did.
You for what you do.
Yeah,
thank you, buddy.
Not just, shock anybody.
No, it's the little nobody's things. Shocked by that. Thank it's the little service. Things we do to serve each other.
The you talk about the technology we have now, how it shuts everything down. So I was trying to make me being efficient. I can't stand when something's not efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, and there was no way I could get it back. This probably bothered me almost as bad as, you know, the hunting trip that turned out not to happen. So I'm needing. Sometimes this show is such a blessing,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it can be a little bit of a detriment. It's the thing, you know. Sherry's warming now. Be careful talking about things that you know you want to stay in good supply.
That's right.
Well, we have a relationship with TheraBreath that the audience loves, but I've noticed that I'm now having a harder and harder time finding the TheraBreath lozenges, which are a staple in my life, okay? So I was out.
We all appreciate that, Rick.
Yeah, thank you. That's the gift that I give back. So I was like, when I get low on them, I'm like, I got to have them. So we're out at the house. I have some at the house and some here, and I'm almost out here. And so I said, all right, on my list of things I got to do today, I'm going out. I got to pick up some TheraBreath stuff, okay? And I need some batteries. So I thought to myself, you know what? I said, that's not really a full-blown go-inside-a-big-store thing. I probably can jump in here at the drugstore and grab those, mm-hmm. okay? And so I go into the drugstore, and, of course, sure enough, thanks to the audience, empty shelf with TheraBreath lozenges. And I said, well, that I'm in here, I'm going to go ahead and grab my batteries and at least get that done, okay? And pick up a little item here or there, and so for you know the last weekend of hunting season.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over and I get ready to check out, and I'm looking at the card, and it's not doing anything. And I'm like, So the person behind the counter said, "What's going on?" And she said, "I don't know." She said, "We're really having trouble with all cards today." I said, "All cards? Oh no!" Then I hear somebody from the back, "Internet's down."
Oh,
and I'm like, "Y'all don't have any internet this whole." Drugstore? And she said, no. But they said they're going to send some repair people. And I said, so let me get this straight. I said, are y'all going to go through this to every person that comes in here and comes up to this counter and is ready to go? I said, how many people do you know walking around with cash that can come into a drugstore and pay cash for the overpriced crap y'all have in here? I didn't say it that way. The overpriced stuff that's in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say overpriced. And she goes, yeah, this is going to be a problem. And so then they did the thing. Well, it says here we can call American Express and get a cut. I said, I'm backing away. How big an issue is it right now that I just abort this mission?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm stepping away.
Can't get this time back?
Can't get it back. And it's going to kill me to walk to my truck and know that I stopped, came in here for no reason.
Right.
And that'll bother me most of my day. I said, but right now I can feel my life getting away from me a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be stuck here a while, so I'm just out. And they said, yeah, that's no problem. And they canceled. I went out. But I thought to myself, can that place even run without the internet? I mean, how many people, they ain't going to take a check.
It's going to be a note on the door for sure.
You know, and then how many people come in there with cash for like a purchase of, it wouldn't take anything for you to have a $40 purchase, $50, $100.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about what's going on with the prescriptions over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how are they going to run this place without being able to run cards?
Boy, you better get the internet back up.
I didn't know. Then I go to the grocery store that's next to it, go to the shelf. We're sorry, we're out of TheraBreath lozenges. And I thought, well, here we go again. Everybody's out getting the lozenges, and now we can't get them. And I could see the sign, but the shelf was empty.
Yeah. Mm.
And I now I'm just spiraling.
Oh yeah,
now
you're wasting all kinds.
Well,
of time
no, here's
now.
Well, here's what I do. If I feel that I'm wasting time, I'll immediately go to something else. I'm getting something.
Yeah,
I start trying to think of all. What are some things I need?
Yeah. Didn't waste this trip. Yeah. At least I got this.
So I went ahead and stocked up for Camp House breakfast. I had to do something. I couldn't not get something done.
Yeah.
You know, and thank goodness I was able to get. I actually bought some eggs with gold. I had gold.
Okay, that's good.
And so, but you know, I thought to myself, I can't leave here and do nothing. No. So, yeah. But Bubba, thank goodness you stopped that soft drink machine. It was killing you.
You know what? No scammers this week.
We'll come back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
More weird stories that we all don't really know what's going on. This Paul Pelosi story has just been strange and bizarre. Body cam video has now been released. It's a weird thing. We know that Nancy Pelosi says she blamed herself that the attacker was actually looking for her. And apparently they had some sort of exorcism there at the home. But anyway, it's interesting how when something like this happens, she appears to fear the dark forces, but then will go out and make speeches and rulings on other biblical issues that seems like she doesn't fear that at all. But anyway, so the footage is out, and, you know, the attacker, and, you know, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories on this, too. This footage that we're looking at here.
Oh my God! Night.
So that's when the police have now arrived at this point, right? And this guy's so crazy that with the police standing right there, he clubs Paul Pelosi.
They ask him for the hammer, and he's like, "No."
Yeah.
And then hammer.
Yeah, but
hammers.
You could tell the police officer. He was trying to figure out what was going on. He's like, "Hey guys, what's up? What's happening?
It's confusing.
What's going on?" Yeah. And then all of a sudden that happens, and they're like, "Holy moly!"
Mm-hmm. There's his rear end. I'll tell you that.
Needs
to pull his shorts up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Fox had footage.
Look,
I guess it was Friday.
He's out of the
intruder putting his backpack down and breaking into the house.
Yeah. So he definitely broke in the house and. So
it's
the
weird man.
So the law now is at the door, and there's Paul Pelosi right there. So here he is out front,
right,
and then
attacker on the left. So
somebody called 911, right?
Right. Yeah.
He's got a hold of the hammer too.
Yeah, and he's holding Paul Pelosi. And I don't know why Paul. He doesn't. Oh,
looks like he's trying to hold the hammer, hey, don't do anything. And then all of a sudden,
oh my goodness,
wow. Yikes!
What about when you show this guy's so crazy? He just attacks him anyway, right in front of the police.
Not.
So it's this guy is.
But Pelosi is okay now, right?
I mean,
now,
he had surgery.
But he's doing all
right. So
fractured skull.
The man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband showed no remorse and continued his dangerous fixation on the former House Speaker in a bizarre phone call to a San Francisco reporter on Friday, according to the Bay Area station. Says that he called Amber Lee at KTVU in San Francisco from the county jail the same day the attack footage came out, which was over the weekend, right?
Yeah,
and he gave her what he called an important message for everyone in America. Why is this guy getting a call to TV station?
I mean, him to the phone.
Right. And
how did he ever get to talk to somebody at a TV station? You usually get voicemail.
He said that he had gathered names and addresses of people he believed were systematically and deliberately destroying American freedom and liberty, and said he wanted to have a heart-to-heart chat about their bad behavior. That's why he went. And said that he should have been better prepared, and he was sorry that he didn't get more of them. That's not going to help.
No. Listen, I understand your feeling, but that's not the way you handle it.
No.
The way he just kind of strolled up to the house, put his backpack down, and then started hammering on the window or the door to get in, it's just, you could tell he wasn't in a hurry, he wasn't worried, he's just wasn't thinking right. He's just off. Right.
Nut.
Yeah. And he also...
Okay.
He's
pounding.
Yeah. He also laid out to the police when they were interviewing him. When Trump came into office, he said what they did went so far beyond spying on a rival campaign. It's just crazy. And without evidence, he claimed the Democrats were on an endless blanking crime spree when it came to Trump. And he said they were putting fake evidence to spy on their rival campaign, covering it up and persecuting Donald Trump with no grounds for it. And that he just said he'd had enough.
He's a loon.
Yes.
One of the most shocking things in that video was when Pelosi gets knocked out, he starts snoring.
Yes.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes, I did.
No.
Really?
The police officer,
okay.
Like,
we didn't hear any audio.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't. Yeah. I didn't play it. The police officer curses when he hits him with a hammer, but then after that, Pelosi is just snoring, and it's like, it's dude is out.
Wow. Well, if somebody hits you in the head with a hammer, it's hard to regain consciousness.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Or to hold consciousness.
He followed through.
You're lucky that's all he's doing, and he's not in a convulsion or something.
Yes. I know it was obvious that Paul was probably frightened and scared and not sure what to do.
Yeah.
But when they opened the door and the officer said, "What's up, guys?" You could tell Paul was trying to hold the hammer where, you know, he was scared what the guy might do.
Well, yeah.
I guess maybe looking back, maybe he could have said, guys, I need help. This, you know, and they might have been able to get him before he got rid of, you know, he lost grip of the hammer because he was trying to hold the hammer and he just lost the grip.
Well, you know, he thought about he's trying some way to keep the guy from hitting him. And then all of a sudden that strategy get hit anyway.
Yeah.
He'd been better off just start screaming, hey, y'all got to help me with this
something.
Guy.
Right now, I believe I would have let go and took off running toward the police officer. And then if he came at the police officer with a hammer, they'd have dropped him.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a gun, you know, so just start running toward the officer, even though he's got you
by the only thing that's going to get you is if he gets your hand off that hammer and takes a swing at you without you moving toward the
police. Well, but wait a minute.
What you got to think about, though. If he does that and runs to the cops, they're going to think, they attacking me?
That's what I was just about to say.
Or the cops thinking, is this guy about to attack me?
Right.
Yeah. I would scream, help.
Right. I think running toward the police. I didn't think about that. They don't know who's the troublemaker and who's not. They may fire on you.
The weirdest thing is that Paul Pelosi's kind of like casual lack of alarm and lack of being what it looked like scared. He kind of was just kind of like chill.
Like he's grinning.
He was chill on the phone and he's smiling right here. And it's almost like him being so casual. It made the police not really know what was going on.
Yeah, right.
They watched the guy with the hammer for a while. Like, their flashlight was on for a while. I feel like they could have moved a little bit faster.
I think you're right. I don't think they really know what they're dealing with. They're looking at something going, what's going on here?
You could tell they were looking for some direction. Like, what's up? What's
going
on?
And Pelosi's probably doing that to try to keep him calm.
You need to put the hammer down, and then we can sort it out. That's the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he proved to all of us.
Didn't he tell them when they asked for the hammer, no?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're right, Greg. I mean, lights on, flashlight. Mm-hmm. They're kind of just standing there watching it happen in a weird way. But what are they to do, too? You know?
Well, it looks like that Paul Pelosi's holding the hammer, and the guy starts twisting it, which hurts Paul Pelosi's hand. You can see that. And he's trying to twist it loose. And then when he got it loose, let me tell you this. We can all say the guy's not going to give the hammer up.
No, he's not.
Right.
They released the 911 audio too, and it's bizarre as well. With that when he calls, and then he's holding a glass that he won't let go in his left hand, and I don't know what's in that, but it's obvious he's trying to hold him back. And Rick, he starts twisting.
Have a drink in his hand.
Yeah, I don't know what's up, but.
Well, this is not.
You hate it. He's got hit right in the head with a hammer.
This is not how you handle things.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, well, it's a wonder it didn't kill him.
It is.
It really is. I mean, it's damaged. It's a wonder brain damage.
Right. But he's. I mean, from all I can gather, he's fully recovering. Right. I mean.
I think so.
Wow. So
this cat doesn't need to get back out, though. I know that.
No, that's this guy's a whack job. Phone calls next, 866-WE-BE-BIG. We find out what's on your mind. I got a question. I got whatever. So we'll start with Scott in Alabama. Trolling.
Keep them phones a-trolling.
Here we come, phone trolling.
Phone troll.
All right, Scott, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Wow, what a video. So I was noticing, did you guys notice the timestamps on both those videos? He broke in at 5 a.m. and then the police got there at 9:30 at night.
I don't know whether it took him a while to get in or was Paul Pelosi at a part of the house. I don't know how it would take four. Maybe there was a point he was holding him hostage that couldn't get to 911. You know, I don't know, but
Yeah, there's just always been a lot of oddity about this whole thing.
Oh yeah,
and you know, of course, there's a lot of rumors and everything, and
sure,
maybe some of them justified in asking, but it is very strange still.
Yeah, well, at the time,
but we do know this: he got hit. He had not been hit in the head when the police got there.
No,
and he was hit in the head. We saw that.
Yeah, and the fact that the guy has not held back at all talking to everyone about why he did it.
Right.
So it's not like that the guy's saying, well, that's not what I mean. What the guy has not made any accusations against Paul Pelosi that would feed any of the conspiracies. He's telling us why he did it.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think he is saying why he's doing it. Let's go to Chuck in Sweet Home, Alabama as well. Chuck, go ahead. 30 seconds.
Yeah. On the Paul Pelosi scandal, I don't understand why Nancy said she didn't want to watch the video or know anything about it. If my wife got hit in the head with a hammer, I'd surely want to watch the video.
Well, she may say it was too upsetting to see him get hit like that. I mean, there's certain things that if it happened to a family member, you might not want to see. I know people that don't want to see where the crash site was, even when they survive.
Right.
They don't want to go look at the car.
Yeah, everybody reacts different to that kind of stuff. Look, there's a lot of things about Nancy Pelosi I certainly don't like, but I'm not gonna falter for that one.
No, some people just don't want to see the trauma of the situation.
Right.
That's not abnormal. I think you may be going, as Bubba said, there's a lot of things that Nancy Pelosi and I and most, I think we here would just completely disagree with her on, and don't like her in the positions that she's in, don't like the things that she perpetuates. But when it comes to something like that, I think that's pretty normal. Nick, welcome to Rick and Bubba. 30 seconds, go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, how y'all guys doing?
We're good.
Good. I was going back to that story back Rand Paul got beat up after I was riding Lundborg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
You know, I don't know.
That was his neighbor. Him and his neighbor had been in some kind of skirmish over a property line or something, and the neighbor got charged with that.
I think they did charge the neighbor. Yeah.
A lot of property lines have caused problems with neighbors. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
A lot of disputes over property lines.
I'm looking at this timestamp thing with the Paul Pelosi video, and it looks like the police video is timestamped in Zulu time. It's timestamped in Zulu time, so don't let that get you confused.
Well, so let me ask you this. What time is 31:53 Zulu?
There
isn't a 31.
Paul Pelosi called the police at 2:23 a.m., and the police showed up at 2:31 a.m. The break-in, I'm trying to figure out what time that happened, but on the video, the timestamp says 5:10 a.m., so that doesn't make sense. This timestamp, according to when the police were called, this video of this break-in would have happened after that. So that doesn't – neither of the timestamps on the videos are correct, it seems, or at least in our time, you know, because one's in Zulu time and the other says 5 a.m., but the police were called at 2:20. So I don't know what to make of this.
Adler, I don't think the other one is Zulu because it's 31-something. Zulu wouldn't go over 24.
Right.
I think it's the 9:31 Zulu.
Yeah.
9:31:53 Zulu.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I got you. Okay. I don't know.
So would 9:31 Zulu time would be 2:31 a.m. our time, I guess.
Well, what about their time?
Just 2:31 a.m. their time. Their time, I mean. Yeah, 2:31 their time.
Yeah. Oz in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Oz, go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
How about it?
Just wanted to say Paul Pelosi has to be living proof of just how hard-headed the Democrats can be.
Mm. That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny. Oh. That is good.
Took me a minute.
That's bad. That's bad, but it is.
It is.
It is funny.
Yeah.
Bad, but good.
That's good. Does it seem like almost like when it comes to these kind of comments – about Democrats and stuff like that, the same guy calls
it
them.
Does, it does sound like
just keeps using a different name.
And he's got a good phone, too.
Right. But it's like everybody same that guy has that similar comments, they sound almost like the same guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Paul Pelosi. I get all that, but the hard headed is it's a little insensitive, but it is funny.
Yeah.
Because that's quite a blow to the head with the hammer. I didn't realize. I mean, I knew he got hurt, but I mean, it knocked him out cold. But that hammer is coming down that's John Henry swinging.
Yeah. He's wondered to be alive.
Chris, in the great state of Maine. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to remind y'all and point out that Mr. Pelosi's attacker was an illegal alien, so it's kind of funny how that came full circle, ain't it?
Is he really?
He's a Canadian, though, right?
He was a Canadian overstay. He came to the U.S., and he was supposed to leave, and he didn't.
Well, so if they had just followed their own visa laws, he wouldn't even have been here.
How about that?
Yep.
Hey, Chris, nice catch. But, let's be honest. When a Canadian wants to overstay, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think they're going to cause violence, right? You know?
Until they hit you in the head with a hammer, and then you wish they'd left.
That one maybe should have left.
They may buy up all the syrup at the local store, but there's no, you don't think of violence.
Let's just face it. Canadians just don't strike. Canadians just don't strike fear in you.
If a Canadian comes up, Bubba's going to bring up syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
You know, Bubba not known for his variety. I mean, he gets a couple of winners, and he gets linked up.
People are laughing.
Right. Oh, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I figured out the timestamp on the surveillance video. Not that anybody cares, but
buddy, we got it.
Zulu,
2 a.m. would be the security camera was in Eastern Time, basically.
Okay,
because that's where the Capitol Police are. So the time all checks out. It's just hard to read on those particular cameras. He broke in at 2. The police were called at 2:20. They arrived at 2:30. Just for people that were worried about the timestamp.
Thank you for the timestamp update.
But this was in San Francisco, though, right?
Correct.
But why are they on Eastern Time because of the Capitol Police?
Good night, Bubba. I guess the Capitol Police are the people who maybe monitor it and set it up. Okay. That would be my only guess.
Right.
Keep researching. Let us know if that's true.
Or it's a body double. Either that or we got body doubles going on.
You like Adler's time update?
I know we got a time stamp update.
Well, can I tell you why he has to do it? Because everybody's making the conspiracy people. He does need to clear up the thing they're claiming isn't true.
I know. Yeah, right.
But it is funny that he keeps coming back.
It's not easy.
I've got the timestamp.
Really
again.
Struggling.
I know. And why is DeMar Hamlin in the background? Somebody explain that to me. We'll be back. Bottom of the hour.
God.
More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
All right, so we've updated you on Tyree Nichols. We've updated on Paul Pelosi. We've covered who's in the Super Bowl now. We've done stories from the weekend.
Got the timestamp
down.
Adler said he had another update.
Wait a minute, timestamp update.
You got any more on the timestamp, Zulu?
I really don't, guys. Okay. Although it's interesting that the Capitol Police monitor the Pelosi home, and they also monitor the Capitol building. Did Pelosi tell them to let people into both places? I don't know. Good question, though, guys.
Adler. Well, here's the thing.
Strange as it is, that is a good question.
Yeah, it is. We listened to the 911 call on the break, and can I say to the dispatcher, you need to be a little more alarmed.
Yeah.
Paul Pelosi is trying to tell you he has an intruder without screaming, I have an intruder.
Right.
And you're not getting the hint.
At one point, you're like, okay, well, just call us back if you got any problems. And he's like, hey, there's a person.
Well, I'm not calling back.
There's a person in the house.
Hey, Sherlock.
That is waiting on my wife, and I don't know who this person is. I do need somebody to start moving.
Please
help me. I've got a head. He's got a hammer.
Okay.
All right. All right, some other things that you need to be updated on. Sad news here. Lisa Marie Presley was back on opioids and taking weight loss meds, trying to lose 40 to 50 pounds in the weeks leading up to the Golden Globes because she wanted to look good to celebrate the Elvis movie. So this led to her going back on opioids, and apparently she'd had some issues with that in the past. So they say that may have contributed to her problems that she was back on those drugs again. So that, there's one.
That family does not handle prescription drugs or any kind like that.
No, they do not. It's not good. And then we also have a couple of things from Biden, if you want to look at videos 1 and 2, Adler. Well, I know, Speedy. You've almost gotten through one show without secondhand embarrassment. I'm sorry about that.
Where'd he go?
He's hiding in the basement.
Anybody know?
Hey,
Basement Joe.
So he's addressing a congressman. The congressman's name is Doug. And why does he?
Actually, Rick, it is a Democratic congressman whose district he's in, and his name is Don Beyer. But President Biden keeps calling him Doug at least 5 different times.
Yeah, and this is the thing after we play
Doug
the thing,
Don
when
and,
I think when,
and
we,
Doug.
When we play the thing about him telling the congressman who's been in a wheelchair to stand up for everybody to see him, at that point me. Trying to riff and talk to people in the crowd is over.
Yeah.
When I tell a wheelchair-bound senator to stand up, Chuck Graham, and stand up, Chuck.
God love you.
What am I talking about? Once I've done that, I don't do this anymore.
Yeah.
The least of my worries is getting names right because I've told a guy to stand up that's in a wheelchair. So I never do it again. But here he is actually trying to talk to, as Bubba said, Democrat Congressman Don Beyer. But he can't get off calling him Doug. So here we go.
Where's Doug?
Oh, my gosh.
Where's
my
ball?
Can't find him.
Ain't nobody in there named Doug.
Doug, thanks for the passport into town. Doug and I have something in common. Doug, I think you might have known. Doug knows. Look, here's the deal. On my watch, we've taken a different path with Don's help.
All right, so he tried.
Finally got it.
He did a Doug Don.
Doug Don.
He did a Doug Don, and then picked up a Don. Yeah. Did you see the Doug Don? The Doug Don.
Then he stuck with Don.
Then he said, "Oh, that was almost like his."
Do you
mind.
Think one of the handlers ran like to Walmart and got a poster board
and held up Don.
And Don and was screaming in the back like waving Don?
Hey, Doug.
Because how do you get the message to the stage? Hey, buddy, you're calling him Doug.
Speedy, I feel like they probably have that poster board handy.
I think so too.
Yeah, at this like point, I would travel with it. Yeah.
Where's Doug? Where's Doug?
I don't know where Doug is.
You think Don's looking around for Doug?
Where's Doug?
Oh my goodness.
Congressman.
Yeah.
Doug, thanks for the passport into town. Hey, Doug and I have something in common. Doug, I think you might have been with Doug knows. Look, here's the deal. On my watch, you're taking a different path with Don's help.
He's my buddy. I've known him forever.
Come on. You used to ride the train together. I would I'm so close to saying I would call this a fact. I can't because I can't confirm it. But I strongly feel it is plausible, okay, for these conversations to go on. I don't know anybody's names or who has the role, okay? Hey, I told you to tell him don't riff. I tell him not to do that. I know that person's saying,
Rick,
I've gone over this and over this. I can't stop him from trying to reference people and call them by wrong names. I've told him to stick to what we told him to say that is in front of him on the teleprompter. I can't make him stop doing this. Because you know somebody's tried to.
Oh, yeah. I love the term riff, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Uh-oh, he's riffing.
He's riffing.
Don't you know this is what's happening right now? He's riffing. Get ready for anything. Get ready for anything.
Poor Don.
Is that Doug Don there?
That's Doug's face right
there. Doug Don.
Oh, Don, why does everybody call you Doug?
He's calling me Doug.
We've been there before. If someone's calling you the wrong name, at what point do you just start going along with it? You know, I know it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I've done it. That poor guy at Pizza Hut thought I was you for like 10 years.
How about the Home Run Derby where you had to go with Speedy?
That's right. You also know him as Speedy. I went out there as Speedy. Yeah. I didn't correct him.
While you were out on Friday, we had been talking for 3 hours that you weren't here and wouldn't be here to the last hour.
Right.
And the first thing we do, we go to the phones. Guy says, "Hey, Bubba." Go ahead.
Was it Charles?
Hey, what's I don't understand what Bubba's doing.
What are you doing?
Hey, man.
Thanks, peace out.
All right, so
Doug.
Now they need that. Now Kareem Jean Pierre. She will now tell us that the Biden economic plan is indeed working. All right, so here we go.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Saying that we need to build an economy from the bottom up, middle out. And if you think about his plan, it is working. It is indeed working.
Really? look at the body language. When she says that, she looks down, which indicates I know I'm lying.
She didn't need to read that. We need to build an economy from the bottom up, middle out. And if you think about his plan, it is working. It is indeed working. And he's saying
she won't even make eye contact.
No,
because nobody
either
can say that.
You know, I really think if I can give the demos just a little advice here, I think the thing where you admit it's not working but blame Republicans for blocking
that's
this
correct
is a better – I mean, I think it's an easier selling point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're going to blame the Republicans anyway because I think when you tell people that it is working, they immediately go, well, you're lying.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because they see.
When we come back –
because they tried to buy eggs this week.
Yeah. We come back. Ooh. Finland has introduced the world's first transgender national figure skater.
Y'all ain't ready for that.
It doesn't go well. And we got a DJ that be careful. Make sure your confetti cannon is pointed in the right direction.
Yep.
So we got those two videos. We'll look at your phone calls wrapping up the hour as well, if time allows, at 866 We Be Big.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right. So as we work our way back, we do have a couple of videos that I mentioned. Now, you know, we are living in a time where we pick and choose who we can and cannot applaud. And some people just get a pass. You can't say anything negative about them at all, or the mob will get you. But I think we may be drawing a weird line here. Finland claims to be introducing the world's first transgender national figure skater. Now, when we hear this, somebody help me. Is this biological male that's going to compete with biological females?
Yep.
But
has this got a Blades of Glory look to it?
This person isn't very good at all.
Don't you have to be a good figure skater?
You would think.
All right, so it doesn't matter.
I thought it was like some little expo or something.
So
they're going to...
Nice morning. Yeah, I don't understand this one bit. Like,
I don't either.
This person can't skate at all.
Uh-huh. Wait, so this person,
please look. Now y'all have seen figure skaters and what they can do. But you look at this.
This can't be real.
This is a joke. It's Saturday Night Live.
It's got to be Saturday Night.
Rick.
No. Yeah, this isn't real.
This can't be.
They're making fun.
All right, so there's a story out on it.
Y'all can't get up.
No, can't get up. I have second hand. I can't watch it again. So this 59-year-old, they say, is a transgender farmer, and previously known.
What is this person? As a skater too, even though he's not, just like he identifies as a woman.
Right?
No, you're right, Greg. This person is so delusional. Not only does he think he's a woman, he thinks he's a skater.
Right. He's a 59-year-old biological male who suddenly came out as trans a few years ago and decided to take up figure skating. During the ceremony, this person delivered a slow motion spin around the ice, then fell and could not get up until a young woman skated over and offered to help get him up.
I don't know what kind of competition they have there, but
he's closer to being a female than an ice skater.
Bubba, you're crazy.
Amen. Yeah. Well said,
sir.
That
skirt's a little short.
Watch out there.
You may get more than you bargained for.
Watch out. I've heard of ice cubes, but this is over the line.
No wonder he fell.
And look at the other ice skaters out there. I would say a little thick.
Yeah.
You know, compared to the
this
other
can't
skaters
be real. Well, why is this person on the ice?
Okay. So
I got the quote, Rick. You don't gonna believe this, from the director of from this figure skating association. We tried to justify the inclusion of an aging trans skater, saying that the move was to strike for diversity. We wanted to change the figure skating world by showing that talking about a skater's weight is not the top priority, but muscular, healthy athletes may also succeed at the top level. It's important
top
that
level
we have different looking skaters of a variety of sizes and competitions.
It's really
I get all that, but we can't find somebody that can actually skate.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is a skating competition.
All the others have trained their whole life.
Yeah. Here comes, that looks like the third time you've been in
here comes skate. Helga, the German giant.
y'all.
I thought it's. Did he just say high level?
Yes, yes. Because figure skating is a very conservative sport with a variety of strict rules. In international competition, same-sex skater pairs are not allowed. And there's no category for non-binary skaters. I hope that every country will start working for equality and diversity in the field.
Well, if y'all want to, you need to find a trans skater that can actually skate.
Yeah, what about the category that you can't skate, but you want to be a skater?
I have good news for women who are worried that transgender women are going to take over the sport. Not this one.
No competitive advantage here.
No worries there.
This one is no issue.
Looks like me getting out there trying to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to ice skate. I could pull that off. But look, Finland just wants to get on record. We put a transgender out there.
Embarrassing,
you can't
that is.
Don't do that. I mean, this is embarrassing.
First of all, you're 59. You decide to start your ice skating career at 59?
Yeah.
Was that the first time on the ice?
It looked like it.
Starting now.
Yeah. How about this? I straight up can ice skate that good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
With a bum foot.
A turn move.
Yeah,
it's basically stopped and turned.
Ice skating is really hard on me because of the bum foot, but I can do that.
Yeah.
This made transgender people look worse, not better. I'm not trying to be mean. It just,
that shows you that
what
is
kind
a
of
joke.
Farming community lets a farmer put on that outfit,
really?
I don't know what he's farming.
This is so bizarre.
You think he started practicing on a frozen pond?
I guess.
Of course he did.
Yeah. He always wanted to be a female figure skater, I guess.
Right.
But guess what? A, you're not a female, but you can fake that, but you can't skate. You can't hide that.
Well, he's still y'all.
I think Bubba said it best. He's more of a woman than he is an ice skater.
That's right.
I agree. So now
he looks like somebody's ugly aunt. He really does.
Greg,
he does. Greg. He's got that look.
We all thought that, but there's no need to say
Greg.
It. There's no need to say it.
A lot of ants out there.
Got a mole on her lip.
Clear the ice. Here comes Martha.
That's exactly.
Somebody help Martha up.
That's pitiful.
Come give Martha a hand and some sugar.
Mm. All right. So we now have
it. Get up.
We now have a DJ, Bubba. By the way, if you're gonna have a confetti cannon, who doesn't love one?
Yeah, don't have it pointed at your face.
Let's not have it pointed at our face. Yeah. I don't know who this DJ is, but it's not good.
because
she gets first degree burns and cuts to her face.
Oh, she's got it turned.
No,
she's
got
it turned the wrong way. And right to the face.
No, it is right back.
Yeah. I mean, she is about to blast herself.
She's trying to climb it down to the beat. Listen.
Oh no.
Oh.
Not good.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she got herself real good. I mean, just held it up. Right in the face.
Right in the old face.
My
face is like. Good thing you didn't do the hot dog on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Listen, trying to wait till it hits.
I'm sharp. Greg, I'm sharp. I'm a DJ.
No.
How could you even get it backwards? It seems like with a trigger and all, it'd be turned the first way. Right?
Why am I pulling it with my thumb?
Yeah.
Why am I pulling it with my thumb? I don't get it.
By the way, just from Finland, they said she's awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
She's great. She's the best, one of the best DJs there's ever been.
Yeah, but she had some serious burns, but she's okay. She's gonna
well,
be
yeah,
okay.
I mean. Nobody told
me how to hold it?
What? Wow, cut her chin pretty bad, too.
Yeah. Burns, real burns.
How embarrassing.
You got so this, stupid.
You got the. Look at me dancing to the beat. Don't forget that.
Yeah, she's trying to time it.
Yeah,
down.
I'm going to time it right now. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, could you get her talking in the car? Could you get her talking?
I don't know what she's saying, but
I don't either. Let's see.
Okay.
I think she's Brazilian. Yeah.
She's speaking Portuguese. Anybody know it?
Aconteceu um acidente comigo.
I had to hear it so I can get it.
Okay.
Can we look at the gun again? Is there any distinguishing marks? Would let
I think
you
she's
know?
Pulling it with her left. I mean,
I think she used her thumb.
I think she's pulling it with her thumb.
It's terrible. Let me tell you something. There's some stage manager, Adler, you know.
She has her trigger finger on that back.
How about a little error the way it's supposed to point out?
I'm trying to be sharp, too. I mean, I've watched this.
Oh, yeah. Look, I've got the beat.
Got my outfit on, Greg?
Wait.
Oh my God!
My gracious!
Listen,
alive. It's awful.
How about this? I think there's
that
a
made my face hurt.
I think there's a stage manager that this was his answer. I didn't think I had to tell her which way to point.
Come on, guys, it's obvious.
Yeah, doesn't everybody know which way to point it?
But look how she's got her trigger finger up on the back.
Oh, I know. Wait for it to hit.
And
Oh, God. First degree burns in her heart and a pretty bad cut on her chin.
Bless her.
Thing comes with a lot of force.
Yeah.
That was his answer, wasn't it? I didn't think I had to tell her which way to point it.
Yeah, that's it most definitely is.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I'm glad she didn't point it at like an antique chandelier, you know?
No need to bring up old stuff. Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba inviting you to tomorrow's Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show as always. It's the last day in January, and we got a lot to cover.
Looking forward to chatting with you tomorrow on another Rick and Bubba Show. Thanks for listening to the daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.